This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute Sunday to the nation's war dead on the eve of his first Memorial Day as the country's commander-in-chief. Speaking from his home state of Delaware, Biden said, "We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties." He continued, "We must remember the debt we owe those who've paid it and the families left behind. My heart is torn in half by the grief." Biden delivered remarks on the sixth anniversary of the death of his son, Beau, who served as a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, including a tour of duty with U.S. forces in Iraq. Beau died of cancer in 2015. The president spoke about the ravages of grief over lost loved ones and the promise of healing. He spoke of the pride of service to the country, saying, "The American creed is the connective tissue that binds us." Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett threw his crucial support Sunday behind a unity government in Israel to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what would be the end of a political era. Bennett's decision, which he announced in a televised address, could enable the opposition chief to put together a coalition and hand Netanyahu his first election defeat since 1999. Israel has held four elections since April 2019. They all ended with no clear winner and left Netanyahu and his rivals short of a parliamentary majority, with the veteran leader remaining in office as head of a caretaker government. Netanyahu's rivals have cited the prime minister's ongoing corruption case as a main reason why Israel needs a new leader, arguing he might use a new term to legislate immunity to shield himself. Netanyahu denies the corruption charges. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.